This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, after months of disputes, a resolution is finally in sight as longshoremen prepare to vote on a new contract that could shape the future of East and Gulf Coast shipping. We'll talk more about that coming up next.
February means many farmers and ranchers are knee-deep in the worst season of all, tax season. What if you could make farm taxes easy? Ambrook is the proven solution for managing your farm finances. Have your tax forms ready in minutes with transactions tied to Schedule F reporting. Prepare a balance sheet designed for your farm and an income statement that you can split by commodity. Put down the receipts and pick up Ambrook. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today for a 30-day free trial. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
So some positive developments are coming up for the ag sector as the conflicting parties in the longshoremen's dispute along the Gulf and East Coast are making progress towards ratifying a new contract. According to Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, the recent committee vote is a promising sign.
What's called the Wage Scale Committee of the International Longshoremen's Association, about 200 members, voted unanimously to approve the new six-year contract. And so the final step is for the full rank-and-file membership to vote on the contract. That occurs on February 25th. And then subsequent to that, the U.S. Maritime Alliance membership will vote on it. And so hopefully by the end of February, early March, there will be a new six-year contract, which again, that's very important to us because that provides predictability, additional predictability when it comes to our supply chain.
Steenhook notes that the next step is a vote by the longshoremen rank and file expected for Tuesday, the 25th.
You know, once the leadership of the two entities came to an agreement, that certainly was reason for optimism. But that again, you know, you're always, you know, you don't want to count your chickens before they hatch, of course. And so, you know, whenever you see the additional steps affirm the contract, and again, a notable one was that committee, the Wage Scale Committee, approving it again unanimously. That really does bode well for the rank and file membership to approve it as well.
Steenhook anticipates that both parties will approve a contract which will remain in effect until 2030, and that could give the much needed stability to shipping along those coasts. A resolution will be a win for agriculture and many other industries. For Agribusiness Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.